Welcome to the Center for Monitoring Election Violence, Eastern Provincial Council Election Podcasts, 10th May 2008. It's 4:36 p.m., half an hour after the polls have closed, and I'm speaking with Dr. Pakisothi Saravanamuthu of the Center for Policy Alternatives, a co-convener of CMEV. Sara, what's happened today and what's the latest from the ground?
Well, I think it's quite sad that the reports that monitors and political parties feared an increase and upsurge in violence and malpractice on polling day, these seem to be confirmed. There have been reports of widespread impersonation, intimidatory presence in front of polling stations, the chasing away of polling agents from opposing parties throughout the East, but in particular areas of the Batipo district, Batipo itself, in Vara Chennai, in Kathankudi. We've also had reports of a relatively low turnout, which increased somewhat towards the end of polling, as it were. But we have been forced as a consequence to call upon the election commissioner on the basis of reports that the system of monitors to order a repoll in certain specified polling stations. This is really sad. At the end of the day, what we have is a situation in which a province that has been through much, where elections were being hailed as a grand new departure into a peaceful, prosperous future, seemed to be undermined by a grab for power amongst various groups. It's looking like this election is nowhere near even the more minimal standards of freeness and fairness that people set for it. And in that respect, it has been a sad event.
CMEV has already called for repolls and annulment in some polling stations. Could you give us updates on that?
Yes, I mean, our monitors, our mobile teams visiting certain polling stations actually witnessed the presence of intimidatory groups outside of polling stations, people being prevented from polling. They also witnessed the rubbing off of indelible ink, or supposedly indelible ink, on voters' fingers, and then being distributed with new polling cards and voting repeatedly. We also have reports where polling agents of opposing political parties have been chased away from being present in polling stations, which in itself, I would say, is grounds for annulling the poll in a particular station.
Polls are now closed. Very briefly, what can we expect in the coming hours?
Well, hopefully, there will not be any violence, but it is entirely possible that there will be. One hopes, too, that when it comes to the announcement of election results, that groups will not think of wreaking revenge on each other. Now the question is the transport of the ballot boxes to the counting centres and what happens in the counting centres. Unfortunately, the Commission of Elections does not allow local monitors to enter counting centres. So in terms of actually focusing directly on monitoring the electoral process, our work finishes with when the ballot boxes enter the counting centres. But certainly we will continue to monitor the violence outside, were there to be any.
Thanks, Sara. For the latest situation updates, access to maps and links to archives, visit our website at cmev.wordpress.com.